Most people who are coming into the country will have to present a negative COVID-19 test. Residents of Quebec have been off the streets by 8 p.m. because of government-imposed curfew, and we wondered how these new restrictive measures are affecting many truckers who will continue to deliver all kinds of goods despite the pandemic. Jean-Marc Picard is the executive director of the Atlantic Provinces Trucking Association, and he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Picard.
Good morning to you.
In what way are truckers affected by tougher restrictions? They don't have to present a negative COVID test, do they?
No, they don't. We just, you know, like it was at the beginning, we've been identified as an essential service, so we're allowed to continue our daily work without worrying about the new restrictions. There are some little changes here and there in certain province, but we're still able to continue to do whatever we need to do on a daily basis without worrying about those restrictions.
And do the curfews apply to the truck drivers?
No. We're still able to enter the province, and unless the business is closed, you know. Then obviously the delivery will have to wait until the morning, but we're still allowed to operate our trucks after the curfew.
And Mr. Picard, things are different from province to province, as you mentioned. How is that affecting the people you represent?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, obviously. From the beginning, there's been some new restrictions here and there. You know, even going to the U.S. and even after the Atlantic bubble disappeared. You know, we saw some small adjustments in PEI, in Newfoundland, New Brunswick. So we just need to communicate to our carriers, to our drivers, to make sure they understand those rules, those protocols, if you want. And you know, in certain cases, the questions were, there was more questions being asked when they entered the province and things like that. Continue to self-monitor their health and things like that. So, I mean, they were not significant, but enough to it can be confusing after a while. It can be weighing on you because there's obviously for the past 9 to 10 months, it's been a flurry of adjustments and and obviously it starts to affect the way you do your work, but hey, we adapted and here we are today.
Are you hearing anything about drivers having trouble accessing food and services because of the various curfews and restrictions?
Not yet, but obviously we're anticipating some of that. Like I said, if obviously around 8 o'clock at night, things are winding down for most drivers, but obviously some of them are still on the road. So hopefully we won't see too much of an impact because this happened early on in the pandemic and it was very, very stressful for drivers and tough to manage until things started to open up again and things like that. So it was quite stressful for a lot of them. So hopefully we won't see much of an impact this time around in Quebec.
Jean-Marc Picard is the executive director of the Atlantic Provinces Trucking Association. What can you tell us about COVID numbers within your industry? I mean, are drivers managing to stay safe throughout all this?
Yeah, that's the great story about all this. We've really done an excellent job in staying safe and still being able to deliver goods across North America. I mean, we have a couple of cases in Nova Scotia and in New Brunswick, but I haven't heard of anybody else, being infected. So that's pretty amazing, considering the areas that we go to daily. That means that the men and women driving the trucks are really being careful and are following the rules. So communities can continue to rely on them to deliver food and whatever they need. So hats off to everybody.
And, you know, the track record you speak of definitely speaks volumes of how safe your drivers have been. But you represent close to 200 companies. How vital are the services that truckers are providing?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at the beginning when we were talking to the government, you know, they quickly realized that this is an industry that's extremely important to everyone. You know, grocery stores, hospitals, gas stations, whatever, and a day without trucks on the road can have huge impacts on communities. And Newfoundland's a great example. When there's delays with the ferries, I mean, you guys feel it right away almost, right? So you can imagine that if that happens across the country, a couple of days without trucks because of this pandemic, it would be you know, it'd be pretty chaotic there. So we're very fortunate that you know, our drivers were resilient. They continued to do their work even though they understood the severity of some areas about COVID and what they could do to their health. So you know, we should all thank a driver if we see one in the next few days.
And Mr. Picard, where do you stand on the vaccine? Do you believe that, I mean, considering that truckers are a big part of the supply chain, do you think they should be on the priority list?
Yeah, we're talking to the province right now. We started these discussions before Christmas, and just to make sure that we're on their radar. We understand that there's some groups of people that are really vulnerable, so they would, you know, they would be obviously first in line, but we want to be in the top, you know, of groups that will be considered for the vaccine just because of the work we do in the areas we go to. And I've heard back from two provinces already that they're asking about how many drivers by province, trying to put the logistics in place to when, you know, for when they are ready to get the vaccine, that there's no issues.
Can I ask which two provinces you've heard back from so far?
New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
All right, very good. Well, I'm sure you'll be keeping us posted as we move through
this.
Jean-Marc Picard, thank you so much for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show.